No room! No room! Oh, your hair wants cutting. You know what they say. Hair today, gone tomorrow. me. I have a new riddle. What is always running but never moves? Time! Oh, time, she says. Oh, if you only knew him, you wouldn't bandy his name about so cavalierly. If you knew time as well as I do, you wouldn't talk about wasting it. It's him! Of course you don't. I dare say you've never even spoken to time. Beat time! Oh, that accounts for it. Oh, he won't stand a beating. Now, if you only kept on good terms with him, he'd do almost anything you liked with the clock. For instance, say it was 9 in the morning, just time to begin lessons. You'd only have to whisper a hint of time, and round goes the clock in a twinkling. 1:30, time for dinner. Oh, not at first, perhaps, but you could keep it to 1:30 as long as you liked. Oh, not I. We quarreled last March, just before he went mad, you know. Ever since, he won't do a thing I ask. It was right before the great concert given by the Queen, and she made me sing, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are." You know the song, perhaps. Well, it goes on, you know, like this. Up above the world so high, like a tea tray in the sky, twinkle, twinkle. Well, I'd hardly finished the first verse when the Queen jumped up and bawled out, "He's murdering the time! Off with his head!" Oh. And ever since, it's always 6 o'clock now.